Are you planning a visit to Westminster Abbey, one of London's most famous landmarks? Welcome to episode 143 of the UK Travel Planner Podcast. Today, I'm talking about the iconic Westminster Abbey, a working cathedral packed with royal history and British culture. It's one of London's unmissable attractions.
Welcome to the UK Travel Planning Podcast. Your host is the founder of the UK travel planning website, Tracy Collins. In this podcast, Tracy shares destination guides, travel tips, and itinerary ideas, as well as interviews with a variety of guests who share their knowledge and experience of UK travel to help you plan your perfect UK vacation. Join us as we explore the UK from cosmopolitan cities to quaint villages, from historic castles to beautiful islands, and from the picturesque countryside to seaside towns.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Today we're diving into Westminster Abbey. Whether you're a history enthusiast, a fan of the British royal family, or just love breathtaking architecture, this episode has everything you need to plan the perfect visit. I'll guide you through everything you need to know to get the most of your visit, from how to buy your tickets and the best tours to must-see sites. You'll learn my practical tips for visiting Westminster Abbey, so get comfy and let's journey through British history together with a visit to Westminster Abbey. So, first question I'm going to answer is, why visit Westminster Abbey? Well, the Abbey has been at the heart of British history for over 1,000 years. Every monarch since 1066 has been crowned here. It's also home to the tombs of 18 monarchs, Poets' Corner, and the coronation chair, which was most recently used in the coronation of King Charles. 16 royal weddings have taken place here, including that of Prince William and Princess Catherine. The church also hosts state and royal funerals, including that of the late Queen Elizabeth II, and more than 3,000 Britons are actually buried in the Abbey. Now, the Anglican Abbey's proper name is the Collegiate Church of St. Peter at Westminster. So whether you're visiting to admire its stunning fan-vaulted ceilings or to walk in the footsteps of royalty and great literary figures, this is a must-see London destination. Honestly, it's like walking into a 3D history book. It's been the site of key events of British history, such as suffragette protests and bombing during World War II. There's been a church on this site since the 10th century. The current church was built in the 13th century, and it's a stunning example of Gothic architecture. And together with the nearby Palace of Westminster, House of Parliament, and St. Margaret's Church, Westminster Abbey became a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1987. So that's why you need to visit. So what should you see when you actually go to Westminster Abbey? Well, there's so much to see inside that honestly, it's impossible to cover all in this podcast. And I've visited, again, it's a bit like the Tower of London. I've visited numerous times, and I absolutely love Westminster Abbey. But so here are some of my personal favourites. So I love Poets Corner. It's home to the who's who of British literature. There are memorials for literary legends like Chaucer, Dickens, Shakespeare, and Jane Austen, though she isn't buried there. Do you know where Jane Austen is buried? Let me know in Speakpipe if you know where Jane Austen is buried. Now, you can also see the coronation chair, which is located in St. George's Chapel. Now, this is a surprisingly plain chair, but it's been used in every coronation since 1399. So also see if you can spot graffiti on the chair, which was apparently carved there by Westminster schoolboys and visitors in the 18th century. Also not to miss, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Galleries. Now, these are perched 16 metres high above the Abbey floor, and these are newly opened medieval era galleries, and they honestly give you a unique view of the Abbey and display incredible treasures. You're not allowed to take photos, so I'm not even going to tell you what's up there, but honestly, it's absolutely worth going to the Diamond Jubilee Galleries, and it only costs you an extra £5 price. That's the price of a separate ticket. You've got to buy a separate ticket, but that's the price, so it's not expensive and absolutely worth going there. It's also worth stopping at the grave of the unknown warrior at the west end of the nave. It's the tomb of an unknown soldier from World War I, but it represents all the servicemen and women who fell in the world wars and whose graves are unknown. It's deeply moving, and it's the only part of the Abbey floor that you can't walk on. I also recommend the Lady Chapel. It has breathtaking fan vaulted ceiling and huge stained glass windows. The tombs of several monarchs are located here, including Elizabeth I and Mary, Queen of Scots. And it is really one of the most impressive parts of the Abbey. You can also see the medieval cloisters where monks once walked and the octagonal chapter house, the statues of modern martyrs over the Great West Door, and try to make time for the Pick's Chapel, which is one of the oldest parts of the Abbey. Now, you probably want to know all about tickets and tours, so let's talk about the best ways to explore Westminster Abbey. Of course, you can tour the Abbey on your own, but you'll learn so much more on a guided tour. Now, I've done both, and I honestly would recommend a guided tour as you'll get so much more out of your visit. So all the tours I'm about to recommend can be found on our website. So my top tour pick is the Westminster Abbey tour with Diamond Jubilee Galleries with Tate Walks. Your ticket price includes skip the line entry to the Abbey, which is important. I need to say, if you're visiting London in a busy peak time, the queues to go into Westminster Abbey can be crazy. So this ticket includes skip the line entry, so it will save you time. It's a small group guided tour. It lasts about 3 hours and you get pre-reserved access to the stunning Diamond Jubilee Galleries. Its small group sizes are essential, really, as the Abbey can get very busy, and the tour is perfect for history buffs who want a deeper dive into the Abbey's treasures. And I've done this tour a number of times, and it was one of the best Abbey tours that I have done. Another option I recommend is to join a combined guided tour of Westminster Abbey and the Houses of Parliament, which Doug and I did a couple of years ago and thoroughly enjoyed. That's the first time we'd actually been in the Houses of Parliament. You'll get to explore two iconic landmarks in one tour with a knowledgeable guide, and the tour lasts between 3.5 to 4 hours and has a maximum group size of 15. And we found the tour worked really, really well when we did that. Just note that in the Houses of Parliament, the walks guide has to hand over to an official Houses of Parliament guide at that point. But we thoroughly enjoyed it. So you can find links to book these tours in the show notes or on the website. Please do use our links. We appreciate that if you do, it supports our work. You can also turn up and buy a Westminster Abbey entrance ticket on the day, but I really would strongly recommend buying your ticket in advance to avoid long queues and to guarantee entry. Book your ticket in advance. I use Get Your Guide. You can find the link on our website because you get the flexibility of free cancellation up to 24 hours before your visit. As this is one of London's most popular attractions, I recommend booking your ticket well in advance of your visit. Don't risk turning up on the day. Currently, booking through our website with Get Your Guide is the same price as booking online on the Abbey website, but with the added bonus of free cancellation. A great feature included with your entry ticket is a multimedia guide, and this guide is available in 14 languages and provides lots of information about the Abbey's history and architecture. So you can either download the app in advance, it's available from both for both Apple and Android, or use one of the headphone devices provided when you enter. Either way, this guide will make your visit more immersive and engaging. So whilst it's not as good as having your own personal guide, I would highly recommend taking advantage of that. There's also the option of booking a 90-minute tour with one of the Abbey's vergers, and this tour includes a visit to the Shrine of St. Edward the Confessor, which is not generally open to general visitors. Now, that tour starts at 11 o'clock. It's limited to 20, and make sure that when you go into the Westminster Abbey that you put your name down and that you pay, because they will stop at 20. That's the maximum they will take on that tour, and it is very popular. Tickets to Westminster Abbey currently cost £30 for adults, with a small concession for seniors and students with ID. So this is February 2025 at this time of recording. Children aged 6 to 17 years cost £13 and under 5s are free, and there are family tickets available. Tickets are pricey, but you can easily spend a few hours inside the Abbey. Plus, the Abbey receives no funding from the UK government, so your ticket price does go towards the upkeep of this just remarkable and amazing site. On selected days, you can book an unlocked tour, which takes place in the morning before the Abbey opens to the general public. Additionally, on Wednesdays during the summer months, you can buy a ticket called Abbey Late, which allows access for 1.5 hour self-guided tours after the Abbey is closed to the general public. Finally, don't forget that entry to Westminster Abbey is also included in the London Pass, which is another great reason to consider buying this London sightseeing pass. However, the unmissable Queen's Diamond Jubilee Gallery is not included in the pass, but you can buy an add-on ticket once inside, which costs £5 for adults, whereas children aged 17 and under are free. So that's good. Now, in this next part of the podcast, I'm going to share some of my top tips for visiting Westminster Abbey. It's a popular attraction, so these are my top tips to help you make the most of your visit. Now, getting to Westminster Abbey is easy. It's just a 5-minute walk from Westminster Tube Station, so you can arrive by bus, by overground train to London Victoria, or even Uber boat at Westminster Pier. Now, timing is everything. Visit as early in the day as possible or book a skip the line tour to avoid those lengthy queues. And I'm not joking, there are queues. I was there, it's February. I was there on earlier this week and there was a huge big line. Now you need to allocate at least 1.5 to 2 hours to fully explore the Abbey. Don't think you can just pop in 10 minutes that you're going to explore it. You won't. It's an amazing, amazing place to visit. So please do not cut your time down. Opening hours are Monday to Friday from 9:30 a.m. with last entry at 3:30 p.m. On Saturdays, the Abbey is open from 9 a.m. to the last entry at 3 p.m. And on Sundays, it's open for services, but not for sightseeing. Occasionally, some or all of the Abbey has to be closed for special events. So do please check the website before visiting. So you can take a camera, but please respect the rules. Photography is limited inside the Abbey, so look out for signs telling you where you can and can't take photos. For example, you can't take photos in the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Gallery. Flash photography and videos forbidden throughout the Abbey, and visitors cannot take photos during services. Tripods and selfie sticks are also banned. I recommend that you wear sensible footwear. The Abbey's floors and steps can be uneven, so it's a good idea to wear comfortable supportive shoes. Trust me, your feet will thank you. Bag checks are carried out before you enter the Abbey, and there's no facility to store large bags or suitcases. Large bags are not permitted, so only bring small day packs if you can. Bags with wheels are not allowed as they can damage the stone floor. Now, there isn't a formal dress code, but visitors are asked to dress respectfully. Think smart casual or comfortable clothing without offensive slogans or gestures on them. Just something appropriate for a sacred space. Accessibility in the Abbey is quite good. There's free admission to registered disabled visitors and the carer, and fast track access can be pre-arranged for anyone who needs it. You'll need to enter via the north door where there's a small ramped step. There are wheelchairs available to borrow and a visual British Sign Language guide and hearing loops for hearing impaired visitors. You'll also find accessible toilets inside the Abbey. Now, when it comes to food options, there's the Solarium Cafe and Terrace, or there's a kiosk selling snacks and drinks. The Solarium Cafe serves hot and cold breakfast and lunches, plus a roast dinner on a Sunday. I haven't tried that. I need to add that onto my itinerary at some point. Their afternoon tea is also surprisingly affordable. The restaurant is open every day from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. And if you want to bring your own picnic, you can, but you have to eat it in the designated area in the cloisters. The lovely Westminster Abbey shop isn't inside the Abbey. It's on the outside, but follow the signs and you won't miss it. The shop is open 7 days a week. I would also recommend to attend a service if you can. The Abbey is an active church, and attending one of its free public services, like the daily evensong or morning prayer, is a special experience. Note that no sightseeing is allowed during the service. So you can check up-to-date information for services on the Westminster Abbey website. You can also visit the Abbey to pray for free at any time via the Great West Door, but you cannot go sightseeing once inside. Another tip is to make the most of your trip to Westminster Abbey by exploring nearby attractions. Grouping your sightseeing by location saves time and money when visiting London, and I say that all the time. And if you visit Westminster Abbey, the House of Parliament and Big Ben, Churchill War Rooms, Buckingham Palace and the London Eye are all within easy walking distance. So there you have it. Your ultimate guide to exploring Westminster Abbey. So whether you're booking a guided tour or simply wandering through this historic site, Westminster Abbey is sure to leave a lasting impression. Don't forget to check out the show notes for links to tickets and tours. And if you visited before, I'd love to hear about your experience. Thank you for joining me this week on this journey through one of London's most iconic landmarks. And that just leaves me to say, as always, happy UK travel planning. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the UK Travel Planning Podcast. As always, show notes can be found at uktravelplanning.com. If you've enjoyed the show, why not leave us feedback via text or a review on your favourite podcast app? We love to hear from you, and you never know, you may receive a shout out in a future episode. But as always, that just leaves me to say, until next week, happy UK travel planning.
Thank you.